Okay, so just before we get to the subject of today's shiur, which is the Klali HaSfeikos LaShach, or the Kuntra Sfeika of the Shach, which I'm not going to go through everything in the sheets that I sent, you have the, I just printed out the Shach, nothing else there, except at the very end, the last Sif in the Simon, which I'll talk about at the very end for just a moment. But what I did was I divided everything up, as we'll see. But before we get to that, I want to go over again what exactly is going on here. Again, what the Shach does, and the Shach's not the only one, which is stressed, the Shach's not the only one who printed such a kuntres or such a klali sfeikas. We have from the Prichadosh and the Chavis Das, he calls it Beis HaSofik, all trying to sort of categorize or put together all the cases where we have sfeik sfeika and to understand when do we say sfeik sfeika, when do we not say sfeik sfeika. And really what the Shach is doing here and what the other Achronim are doing is organizing. The Shach, I think, was the one who, so to speak, created Sfeik Sfeika as a category unto itself. But again, the Pichodosh has, and then the Chavis Das has, and there are other the different ways how to organize the Shach. What I did on these sheets was I organized the Shach into, again, the Shach has 36 points, as you'll see. I organize them in one division. I'm not saying it's the only way to divide them up. Others Svarim, others divide up a little differently, but more or less. And by the way, the Shach, if you look, has at the end, after he prints the whole Kuntra Sfeik Sfeika in detail, he has a Ktzara. He has at the end, it's printed right there in the Shach, at the end, the Klali Sfeik Sfeika Ktzara. So when you're learning through it, then it's really not that difficult. It's intimidating, but it's not really that difficult. You know, he gives you the cases, and you can after you read the case, then read the summary. It matches the numbers, you know, the OSFs match up, so you can see and understand. Before we get to this Klali Sfeik Sfeika Shach, I just want to explain, again, we had different ways to learn how the principles or why the concept of Sfeik Sfeika Lekula works altogether. Right. Basically, we had two principal opinions on the Rishonim. I mentioned yesterday, Shimon Shkop has sort of a third analysis. But the basic thing is, it does depend on Rove. Basically, it's a number. It's Rove. Right. You have a 50-50 split. So that's a suffix. And now you have a suffix within a suffix. So it's within 50, you have another 50-50. That knocks it down to 75-25. So the Rove is this way. So we follow the Rove. It's basically an offshoot of Rove. And others say differently. It has nothing to do with Rove. It has to do with the basically Sfeika Dabanan Lekula, because every one of these Sfeika Dabanan, that's how the we said yesterday, that's how the some of the Rishonim learn. The Ra'ah learns that way. It's a Sfeika Dabanan, and he has to figure out why we sometimes say it as a Daraisa. It may depend on that Machlokas fundamentally about Sfeika Daraisa L'chumo. That's the Rabbanan Daraisa, everything we said. Just to quickly review a couple of Nafkaminas, again, whether you say it's based on Rova, based on Svartha Lekula. So again, we mentioned yesterday, so that's why I go over quickly before we come to the Shach. Number one, as we say, can we extend the principle of Sfeik Sfeika to other areas outside of Yisiv HaHeter? Right, we mentioned yesterday in the Choshen Mishpat case, okay, or in the Rachaim case, by the Esrog Amurk of the Truth of the Avin Nezer and so on. Okay, if you're talking, you know, if it's built on Sfeika Dabanan Lekula, so in those areas, we don't apply Sfeika Dabanan Lekula. Sfeika Dabanan Lekula doesn't work by Mominus because there's no Kula, right? There's one Kula on one side, Chum on the other side, and we have two litigants, right? So, it would apply to Yoredeya, it would apply in Ebenezer, it wouldn't apply in Choshen Mishpat, maybe not in Arachaim either. But if it's based on Rove, so then maybe it would apply, you know. So that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is again how you can build Sfeik Sfeika, which we'll get to right in a moment. Can you combine different types of Sfeika? Sfeik Echad Beguf, Sfeik Echad Betarovitz. Can you combine those to create a Sfeik Sfeika or not? So again, if you're saying that Sfeik Sfeika is built on Sfeik Dabanan Lekula, so why not? This is Sfeik Dabanan Lekula, so it's a Sfeik Dabanan Lekula. If that's the essence of it, so what's the difference? What the nature of the Sfeik is? And if it's based on Rove, they can argue that Rove allows you to combine only things which are, you know, apples and apples and oranges. You can't mix up dissimilar things. Okay. We also raised the question of whether, and we'll see also again, we're going to see some of this stuff in the Shach. I'm trying to present it to you so you see all the different, you know, gradations here, and then we'll see how we apply it in different cases. Do you have a Sfeik Sfeika? Does it have to be a Sfeik HaShokol? Right? We're talking about a 50-50 split. So again, if it's Rove, okay, maybe it doesn't have to be a Sfeik HaShokol. You don't have to make it 75-25 as long as you have a split, and then the second Sfeik, you know, puts it over the top by a little bit. It doesn't have to be the exact suffix. The second suffix doesn't have to be a suffix ashokel. Okay. You have a 50-50 split in our suffix. And now the second suffix, it doesn't have to be a suffix ashokel as long as it comes out to 60-40, whatever, might be good enough. Where if you're operating based on suffix the run lakula, maybe that's only suffix the run lakula, only with a suffix ashokel. Then we had the question of whether suffix will work against the cheskas isur, chazik isura. Okay. Will it work against is chazik isura? If you have we saw there was machlokas about that, right? The Ramah says you could apply sfeik even on a suffix cheskas isur, even against a cheskas isur. Okay, and the shach disagreed. And again, if you're using rov, so then we understand sure it'll work. Why shouldn't it work against the chazaka? Sfeik is based on rov, so ruba chazaka, ruba adir. But it's based on sfeik the kula, so maybe we don't say sfeik the kula against this chazik isura. All right. And then we had another thing. Can you put lechatchila, right? Ain vatlis lechatchila. Can you put yourself into a situation of sveik sveika? All right. So again, if it's dinner, it's a dinner sveika la brala kula, probably not. If it's a rove, then there's at least a possibility. I think the last thing we said also, if you have a sveik sveika, but you can be mevarer, it's efshel avure. You can mevarer it. If you can mevarer it, well. So again, if that we said was a machlokas, okay, the Rashba we saw in the Chidushim said you do have to mevar it, and Tosa seemed to say you don't have to mevar it. So again, if it's based on Sveik the Bala Kula, so Sveik the Bala Kula is only tells us how to paskin, but in the absence of any other information, if you can be mevar it, should be mevar it. Whereas if it's a rove, so maybe it wouldn't be like that. So those are some of the nafkaminas in that question. With that in mind, we can turn now to the shach. And as I said, just at the outset, the shach here in the famous country Sfek Sfeka, which starts in Sivkot and Samar Gimel, here in the Simon Kuf Yud, the shach has 36, it divides it up into 36 cases, so to speak, 36 osios over here. And again, he has a ketorah afterwards you can look at. Yourself, just to check yourself, and I'll try and go through it without not reading it in sub, just go through what the highlights of each of these 36 things are. As I said, the Shach's not the only one. The Pichadosh has his conscious and Sfeik Sfeika, and the Chavis Das, the Beisavik, we'll refer to a couple of those also. But just to go through the Shach, and again, I divide it up in this fashion. I'm not saying it's the only way to divide it up. I've mentioned in the past the Sefer Shiras Hayam. He has a slightly different division, but it's all basically the same idea. So in the first grouping, I have Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Okay, actually, the first nine of the cases come from the Sefer Issa V'Heter. Okay, so putting the first Aleph, Beis, and Gimel kind of together to one, to one unit. And that's the way I divide it up. So to go through, so usually, right, you need we assume you need two sveikas, a sveikas, two sveikas regarding the goof, or two sveikas regarding the tarovas, two different mixtures. Those are the cases that we saw. The case of the Pesach Pasuch and the Morak Subis was a case of two sveikas relating to the goof, right? Or when did she have? When did she have bila? Sufek tachtav, sufek not tachtav, and b. Even if it was itachta, maybe it was bonus and not barotzen, okay? Or you have two sveikas and two taruvos. You have the avodah zara cups and rings and so on and so forth, okay? So now the thing with the shach mentions here, okay, was in number one, in Aleph, okay, that in general the case is when the sveikas are discovered together, right? The case are discovered together, all right? So like in the case of Pesach Pesuach, right? The case of Pesach Pesuach, it may be tachta, maybe low tachta, maybe rosh, maybe onus, but the Gemara calls that a sfeik sfeika. Just in that particular case, the Gemara bends out of it. But the Shulchan Aruch rules, okay, that's a case where it's discovered together, and that's the natural normal case. But the Shulchan Aruch rules in the name of the Rashba, or the Ri and the Rashba, is that Sofek Echad Beguf and Sofek Echad Tarovas, those are not combinable. Those are not combinable. Okay, that's what the Ri said. That's what we saw in the Ri, and then the Rashba elaborated on it, right? Those are not, whether it's because of the issue of simultaneity or whatever, but they're not combinable. All right? Now the Shach, though, says that the Nafkamina is the Nafkamina of whether it was the Notam in time or not Notam in time. It doesn't matter when the Sfeikas came up, they cannot be combined. Sometimes there's a question of when you found out, we discussed this also, when you noticed, when the suffix came up. Okay, was the first suffix simultaneous to the second suffix or not? You found out about one before the other. But the Shach says in here in Aleph, in Os Aleph, that it doesn't make a difference. If it's suffix echad beguf and suffix echad betarovas, they cannot be combined, period. Okay, there's no nafkamina. Okay, there is no nafkamina if no demin time or not no demin time. Okay, that's irrelevant. It doesn't matter when the sfeikas came up, they cannot be combined. And the Shach is getting actually from the Darkei Moshe. Okay, so the Darkei Moshe. The Beis Yosef, not here, but the Beis Yosef back in Simon's Nun Zion, okay, disagrees. Okay, Nun Vav and Nun Zion, I forgot what was there. I think Nun Zion, yeah. Okay, the Beis Yosef disagrees. Okay, quotes a Motsosi Kosov. It disagrees. And there's also a tshuva from the Masas Binyamin that's quoted over here. Okay, tshuva's Masas Binyamin was actually a Talmud of the Ramah, okay, who holds that they can be combined, that Safek Echad B'Tavorovus and Safek Echad B'Uf can be combined if the Sfeikos were not simultaneous. So it's interesting because this is in the Os Aleph. The Shach says we accept the Darkei Moshe. That's the Shach rules in here in Aleph. We accept the Darkei Moshe that Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarovas cannot be combined. Doesn't matter any other circumstances, when know the Betarovas, when not know the Betarovas, cannot combine them. But what's interesting is that and it's from the Yisrael Heter. That's where Darkei Moshe got it from. As I said, these first groupings are from the Yisrael Heter. But if you look, it's interesting. You look here in the Ktsara, in his Kitzer that follows. Okay, in the Kitzur, he does quote the Yesh Matirin. So here in Os Aleph, he says it's like the Darkei Moshe, that you can never combine Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarovas. But in the Kitzur, he says you can, the Yesh Matirin. Again, that's a Beis Yosef earlier. He says Yesh Matirin, and there he says that B'makom Hefzer Merubah Dezum Tum Mekel. So it's interesting. Usually the Kitzur doesn't have it. The Torah, his summary, is just a summary, but here it has a little bit of a different. Okay. And it's interesting because as a side point, but the Prima Gadim shows that once you say that it's mutar makom hefzer merubah, okay, so that means ultimately that he's ruling maker adin, safek echad b'safek beguf and safek echad b'tarovas can be combined. I mean, right? And whenever we say it's a good thing to bear in mind, I should have stressed this maybe some other point, but when we say that it's mutar hefzer merubah, okay, or it's you know, makom hefzer, what do I mean? I mean, since when do we say that? We don't say Hilchas Shabbos, well, this is usher, but it's mutter behefsim ruba. If you lose a lot of money, you can open your store on Shabbos. We don't say that, right? So when do we say in your day, when do we say that something's mutter behefsim ruba, in the case of behefsim ruba? It means that fundamentally the act is mutter. We paskin as a general rule the other way. It means it's a machlokas. And we paskin, fundamentally we paskin that it's okay, but to the chatchila we're machmer, right? That's in a nutshell what it means. So that's what the Prima Gadim here points out, that Mikra Adin, Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Betarovas, really is mutter. Okay, like Rabbeinu Tam, again, like the Tosas and Beitza, Dav Gimel, that we saw the other day, Rabbeinu Tam, the way he learned the Gemara, the Gemara was telling us that what emerged from the Gemara was Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Betarovas would be okay. We're regular six fake, the Reed disagreed, but now we're saying perhaps the Reed is only Machmir. Mikra Adin, he would agree like Rabbeinu Tam. And I mean, the Reis, it would be okay to combine those two sfeikas. Okay? Just that the Mechaber is Machmir, and the Ramah is Machmir when it starts off with the Reisah. That's what we said, right? In the previous Sif. That's what we said actually this Sif that he's talking about here in Sif Tes. In other words, so the Prima Gadim says that ultimately, the Psach seems to be that Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Betarovas can be combined. Again, if they come simultaneously, you know, they become simultaneous, that's the case, they come simultaneously. And, you know, the only thing is that the Mechaber is Machmir, like the Re, okay, no matter what type of issue we're talking about, the Ramah is Machmir as long as it starts off with a Derais. But that's rule number one. Lemaisa, again, the way it appears here in Sif Aleph, we seem to accept in Darkei Moshe. You can never combine them. But what I just said is basically what he says in the Ksar. That's Os Aleph. Okay, in Os Beis, he says that we require, and there's an important point, that we require not only Inyan Echad. Okay, let's Inyan Echad, that phrase that you're going to see here, and Inyan Echad means it's the same type of suffix. Either it's a suffix beguf with another suffix beguf, or a suffix tarovis with another suffix tarovis. That's called Inyan Echad. Okay, that's a term. And that's what we just saw in Os Aleph, but you know, it's one here in Os Beis. And you see that term throughout these discussions. Inyan Echad means that it's a Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Sheni Beguf, and or Safek Echad Betarovas, Safek Sheni Betarovas, whichever way. That's called Inyan Echad. Okay, so that's what we just saw in Sif Aleph. Certainly, l'chatchila, we require inyan echad in order to build the sfeik sfeikim. Is everyone with me? Okay. However, he also says here now, you also need guf echad. Okay, it has to be a guf. We're talking about the same cheftza. Okay, like in the case of Pesach Mesuach, it's one woman. Okay, it's a guf echad, the two sfeikas. Okay, regarding this woman. Okay, when did she have bila? She have bila? Did she have bila before the erusin or after the erusin? And what was the nature of the bila? But it's a suffek regard. That's a sfeik sfeika because it's a suffek, but guf echad. It's about the same person. Okay. Again, or if in, that's in two sfeikas beguf, that's be inyan echad. Or if you have two sfeikas, that's inyan echad and guf echad. Or you have two sfeikas regarding a tarovas. Okay, you have an egg, so maybe the egg is in the second tarovas, and it's in the first tarovas, maybe that wasn't the osir egg, right? In the case of the baits thing got mixed up. So there too, that's it's inyan echad. They're both sfeikas relating to relating to the tarovas, and it's also regarding the same egg. However. The Shach brings up a case here in Beis. If you have a beitza of a vadai trefa, okay, a beitza of a chicken that was definitely a trefa. Like, the only question is, we don't know when the klipa, right? We discussed this way back. We don't know when the klipa was completed, okay? Before the mother hen became a trefa or after the mother hen became a trefa? So if it was before the mother hen became a trefa, okay, so then, then it's part of the mother, okay, uberichimo. But afterwards, okay, then it's its own entity, its own identity. So now, this beitza is a beitza of mavadei trefa. We don't know when the shell developed. So if this beitza got mixed into tarovas, so that's sofek echad beguf, sofek echad betarovas. Okay, so if the beitza suffic trefa, okay, but okay, that's that case. That's an obvious case. But what if it's a beitza of a suffic trefa? Okay, the case I just gave you was a beitza of a vadai trefa. Then the only suffic is when the shell developed. And now it gets mixed up into another. So then we don't say sfeik sfeika because that's the classic suffic echad begup, suffic echad betarovas. But let's say you have a beitza that's a vadai. I'm sorry, that's a suffic trefa, and we don't know when the klipa. So here. It's one inyan, it's no tarovas, okay? It's a suffix on the goof, okay? But it's not regarding the goof echad, because one of the sfeikas is about the mother hen, okay? A, and meaning whether it's a trefa or it's not a trefa. Then we'll say, I feel it's as a trefa, maybe when did we now have a suffix regarding when the shell developed on the beitza. But that's not goof echad. You hear the point? That's not goof echad. The suffix is not about the same thing. Okay, there's one suffix about the hen, okay, the mother hen. When did it become is it a trefa or not? It's a suffix trefa. We don't know if it's a suffix or trefa or not. Then we're going to say, well, even if it is a trefa, maybe the shell developed afterwards. So again, that's not a echad beguf, echad betarovas, okay, it's inyan echad, okay, it's inyan echad, but it's not guf echad. You hear? So that's what Shach says, then you can't say it. Okay, because not guf echad, because one suffix is on the mother, whether it's a trefa or not, and one is on a beitza. Okay, when did beitza's klipa develop? So there you have a violation of that situation. Okay, now in Gimel, just as an offshoot of that, so you have a suffix trefa and a suffix when the klipa developed, and then that went into a tarovis. So now you have three things. Right, there's a suffix on the trefa, the suffix on the mother hen, whether it's a trefa or not, and now it's a suffix when the shell developed, okay, with regards to if it became trefa, when it became trefa, and now fell into another batch, so that's not inyan echad because it's a guf and tarovas, and it's also not a guf echad because the mother hen and the egg. So therefore, even with three sveikas, it's no good here. Even with three sveikas, it's not going to work because one and two, suffix number one, suffix trefa, and suffix number two, when did the shell develop? That you can't combine those two because it's two gufos. Okay, it's two gufos. One's talking about the mother hand, one's talking about the beitza. And two and three, okay, two and suffix two regarding when the shell developed, and suffix three regarding this egg, you know, in the tarovis. Well, that's guf echad. It's only talking about the egg. Yeah, but you can't combine because it's two in yonim. One is guf, one is tarovis. You follow? So that's what the Shach is saying. You need. It has to be guf echad and inyan echad. Okay, with me? So that's aleph beis and gimel. Okay. Then the next group, I group together again, the different ways to group them. I group together Dalet Hei, Vav, and Zion. Okay, because in each case, he gives examples and so on. It all comes from the Sefer Yisrael Hatter, as he quotes it. Okay, so you can look through it. The next principle, so to speak, because I'm trying to say that all these things revolve around, similar principles. That's why I grouped them together this way. And again, you look in some of the Sfarim, some group it this way, slightly different, but more or less. Okay, so the second issue is unit 2, I'll call it here, which again was this Dalet Hei, Vav, and Zion. Is everyone with me? Am I okay? Give me a thumbs up. Everyone's following? Okay, so thank you. So Ezra, you got it? Okay, with me? Okay, good. All right, now, so for the other rule that he develops here, most in Ozdalet, but he applies it to other cases, all right? In order for a sfeika to work, you have to be able to begin by saying, maybe there is no Isser here altogether, okay? Maybe there was no Isser here altogether. So, for example, by the case of the Pesach Pasuach, okay? Maybe she lost her psulim before the Erisin. There's no Isser here whatsoever. Right, one of the sfeikas has to be, the original has to be, maybe there is no Isser altogether. Okay? Okay, or by the case with the mother hen, maybe the mother wasn't the treif chicken to begin with. Right? You have to be able to say that there's at least a possibility. You have to start that maybe there's no Isser at all. So that has to be, but if you have a, do you want to just take a look? He gives examples. He gives examples of the different stores. All right. I mean, look at Zion. If you have din, the miyesh kan chaticha achas veish bo sofek kimishol kshera osho sofek treifa and so on and so forth. And the two stores, whatever. Again, you can start off by saying maybe there's no iser here at all. So that's for sfeika to work. The first sofek has to be maybe there is no iser at all. Okay. Group three. Okay, which I put the ches and tes together. Okay, again, that, and then this will wrap up the first nine klolim, which are from the Sefer Yisrael Heter. And you had it's sort of kind of independent. You didn't have to put it independently necessarily, but it comes from a different source. It's Kosova Ugur. It's the same for Ugur, which is not from the Yisrael Heter. Different same. Anyway, but in Ches and Tes, so if you have, it relates to the issue of Tolan, which is really, we'll talk about Bez Hashem tomorrow and Thursday, then wrap up Hilchos Taruvos, the last Simon, Simon Kuf Yud. Okay, we talked about it a little bit before. If you have a Suffolk Isser, okay, you have a Suffolk Isser, all right, two pieces of meat, one is kosher, one is trefa, and one gets lost. So we mentioned, remember, we discussed this a little bit, you have the right to say it, the one that fell into the ocean, remember with the rings, the one that disappeared, that was a trefa, that's called Tolan, okay? However, what he said, what the Shach says over here regarding Tolan, you can only say Tolan when it's Bitul Barov, which means you have to derise its mutter. Okay, so when there's a Tolan, in other words, the applying Tolan can't be used to create the Sveik Sveika, so to speak. Okay, that can't be added to the Sveik Sveika. So if you have two pieces of meat, one's kosher, one's trade, but one gets lost, there we're not going to say Tolan. Okay, because Tolan only is when you have one piece of, when there's Bitul Barov. When there's Bitul Barov, okay, two pieces of kosher, one is Usser, one is Treif, and then one gets lost, then we can say Tolan. Again, we'll learn more about this in the next Simon. Okay, but there has to be Bitul Barov, which means Midrash it's Mutter. Okay, there must be Bitul Barov. But Midrabanan, in other words, it's a case of Bitul Barov, but it's also Midrabanan, because the Chatichal is Kabed, or it's a Dabar Choshev, or whatever. Okay, but when there's a Vadai, okay, when there's Vadai, so if it gives us a Tolan, can't create a Sveik Sveika. That's what emerges from Ches and Tes. Yud, group four, Yud, is based on, by the way, again, in the Sefer, other Sfarim put all 10 together. It really could be. I'm not insisting on this division of the colon. You know, just was in my head anyway. Okay, and others. I mean, I did a little research. But anyway, so this is based on the Ugur, which is an Indian of... again, one of the Rishonim, one of the later Rishonim. So he says, if you have a Suffolk beguf, okay, which falls into a tarovus, and then one thing from that tarovus fell into another tarovus of lach belach, and it was removed, but it left a tam. Okay, it had a, lach belach, so there was a tam. So the Shach says here that in the name of the Ogre, that it's okay, because maybe because first again, it's a Suffolk beguf. The original Isser was a Suffolk beguf. So the first item was mutter, maybe mutter. And even if it's Usser, okay, maybe it fell into Tarovas is okay. Okay, maybe it fell into the Tarovas, what fell into the Tarovas is okay. All right. But if you had two pieces, okay, one which was usur, one which was mutter to begin with, okay, then you can't say sveik sveika because there's a vadai iser. Okay, there's a vadai iser. There's this chazik isur over here. That's how the, in other words, if you have a davar chashuv, okay, which never batal, and there's a suffik, if there's a, you know, a suffik, it's usur, okay, and it got mixed up with more things that are mutter, okay, and then from that it went to a different tarovis. So, you know, it's possible to say there's no issur in the second tarovis. If the second, if it got mixed up with other chatichos, then it's mutter. But if it left a flavor, okay, then we're going to say that it's usur. Let me just make sure I have that correct. I think so. Okay, you're not starting with a vadai yisur. Okay, so that's what he says over here. So in other words, the chaticha itself is going to be osur, but if it got mixed up with others and there's no rov, then they're going to be, both of them are going to be osur. If it got mixed up with the rov, then everything's going to be mutter, because it's possible to say that there's no issur to begin with, no issur in that second tarovis. Right? That's in os yud. Okay, next, grouping five moves on to something else in yud aleph and yud beis. Yud aleph and yud beis. Here, it's based on a tosis. That again, you need what's called two shemos. Okay, you need two shemos to create a sveika. So let's go to the Pesach Pesuah case. That's what we start with. I've seen in Parakamadik Subas, you've seen Yud Aleph. Okay, again, that's a sugya. So maybe it's mutter because Eina happened, maybe she's mutteris because it was Eina Tachtav. And I feel if it happened, a Tachtav means after Erison, maybe it's still Ba'onis. Okay. So there are two different shemos here, two different things going on. The suffix consists of two different things. One, that it didn't happen after the Erison, and number two, that it's onus. It's two different things. That's a sfeik sveika, okay? But, you know, if you have a different, which is what the Gemara concludes, the other case, if it happened definitely tachtov, okay, it was after the Erison for sure. Now the only question is, maybe it was onus, maybe it was ratzon. And even if it was Ratzon, it was before she was still a Ktana, before she was age of three, before she was still a Ktana. Okay, that's not a Sfik Sveika. Okay, that's not a Sfik Sveika. Okay, even if it's after the age of three, she's still a Ktana. That's not a Sfik Sveika because Pitui Ktana, even by Ktana, even Ratzon, okay, remains Muteris because that's an onus. So basically, we're saying they're not two different issues here. Okay, because we're saying maybe she was raped, that's an onus. Or maybe she was Baratzon, but she was a Ktana. That's also onus. That's not called two different shemos. That's not Sfik Sveika. You follow? In other words, that's what he spells out here. And you know, if you need Beis Shemos, am I making that clear? In other words, there have to be two different situations. It can't both boil down to the same suffix. Okay? Whether she was an adult, whether she was old enough and it was a rape. Or she was younger and it was Baratzon, but that also adds up to a rape in effect, because Pitu Ktana is also called an onus. So then basically we're saying maybe she was an onus, and even if she was an onus, maybe she was an onus. Well, that's the same suffix. That's not Sfik Sveika. You follow? Am I okay with that? Right? That's basically what he spells out over here in Yud Aleph. And in other words, you need two shemos, like maybe it happened after the Erison, maybe it happened before the Erison, that's one thing. And then even if it happened after the Erison, maybe she was an Onus, maybe she was an Ensa. So that's two different things. That's two different shemos. There we can build a Sfik Sveika. But we can't build a Sfik Sveika when ultimately you're saying it's the same suffix. Was it Onus or not? Okay? You can't say, well, you know, maybe she was Nensa, and even if she was an Ensa, maybe she was it was Peter Ktana. That's also Nensa. So it's the same thing. Okay? In Yud Beis, he quotes from the Shmuz Hadeshin, that's Maharai, Mem Hei, Rabbi Yisrael Isilon. Okay, and that's the Chumash Hadeshin. Okay, so let's say, and he has a similar case, okay? We'll spend a little time with it. Let's say I have a behemoth Tahora, okay? A regular behemoth from which there is a din of Bechor when it gives birth to its first child, its first calf, okay? So let's say I have a behemoth Bechora, a behemoth Tahora, regular behemoth from which the din of Bechor, and gives birth to twins, okay? So, say there's a sfeik sveika regarding whether the, you know, regarding the status of Bechor for the din of Bechor. Okay, b'chor behemet tahor. So it's a svek sveka, because number one, maybe this wasn't the first pregnancy. Okay, number two, even if it was the first pregnancy, okay, we don't know. You know, we weren't there. We didn't see which of the twin calves came out first. Okay, we don't know which of the two twins came out first. Okay, so that's the case. Yeah, but that sounds like one shame. That sounds like exactly what you said before. That's shame echad. Because bottom line, you're saying on each of the twins, you're saying suffek whether the mother was pregnant before, so this isn't the bechor, and suffek whether this one came out first, this is bechor. That's the same suffek, right? That's the same suffek. This isn't the bechor, right? That's basically that sounds like it would be a classic example of suffek b'shem echad. Okay, because you're saying maybe there was a previous birth. Okay. You could consider each one of the calves, you can say it's not a bechor, because maybe there was a previous birth. So you say, what's the difference? The previous birth came from a pregnancy last year, or the previous birth came from this when it was the second of the twins. It's the same suffix. Was there a previous birth prior to this particular calf? And therefore, there's no din bechor. Why is that a valid sveik sveika? The Gemara seems to say that it is a valid sveik sveika. Okay, right? So that's what the Shmuel Zadeshin is wondering, right? Sounds like the same suffix. I'm considering this animal. And either, well, maybe the mother was pregnant already, already gave birth to calves last year. So these aren't even the first calves. And even if these were the first ones, but maybe this was the second of the twins to come out, so it's not a bechor. You can say that about each one. Well, 1 second, but that sounds like a suffix b'shem echad, no? You with me, right? That sounds like it's exactly the case before. Did another animal come out first or not? So the Shmuel Zadeshin explains no, because he has a rule that if one of the sveikas is quote-unquote more encompassing than the other, it's matir even more, so then it's okay even if it's shame echad. Because now the idea is that if the first suffix, that maybe the mother was pregnant, maybe the mother cow was pregnant already last year, that suffix, however we resolve that suffix, will pater both of these calves from the din of bechor. That'll be matir both calves. You follow? So, and whether it's the other suffix on each calf is only going to allow that one particular camp, but it won't be mad to the other camp. So that's one of the rules which he presents. Whenever you have a sveik sveika, even a shame echad, but one of the shamos, one of the sveikas is more encompassing, resolving that suffix will yield a greater heter, a broader heter. So then it's okay, even if it's a shame echad. You follow? So therefore, here when it comes to the calf, okay, saying that the mother was already pregnant and had calves 2 years ago, okay, that's going to be matter both of these, as opposed to the second suffix, only after this one. So then it's okay, b'shem echad. But lemaisa, if these twins was one male, one female, kedushas b'chor doesn't apply to a female, so then then that is shem echad, because the same suffix. Because the fact that it's the fact that the mother gave birth last year doesn't impact the female offspring, because female offspring doesn't kedush b'chor anyways, so it's not more encompassing. Okay, you know, we'll want to say maybe it gave birth before and maybe the female came out first in this twin delivery. Okay, that is shame echad, because the suffix there is, did this male have an older sibling or not? Okay, and this first suffix, meaning whether the mother had a pregnancy before, the first suffix is not more encompassing because the female is mutaris anyway. There's no kedush b'chor. But then he says at the end, maybe it is a sveik sveika, because even though the female, there's no kedush b'chor, but there's shame b'chora, so maybe it is more encompassing. That's a question. But in any event, that's this in your base. I mean, it's an interesting application of everything. Okay. Also, just to add to this. Okay, remember the Tosus, we discussed that even again yesterday, we discussed it before. The din of Stam Kalim of Goy is Eina Ben Yomo, right? We had Stam Kalim Shalihud is Eina Ben Yomo, okay? And Tosus said, remember we saw it yesterday, no? 2 days ago, the Tosus said that's a Sfek Sfeker, because maybe the Goy didn't cook in it today, and maybe what he did cook in it was something which is Pogain. But why does that work? Isn't that a Sufik B'Shem Echad? That is a Sufik B'Shem Echad. Because why? Because either way, the heter is no santan of gan. It's saying, well, maybe the person didn't cook in it today, so whatever flavor is in it from yesterday, no santan of gan. Or maybe what he cooked in it today is no santan of gan. So that's the same suffix. Like, right? I mean, that should be shame echad. So why should that work? Tosfos does work. Tosfos says mutter kasek seker, because maybe we don't know that he cooked with that pot today. And if he did cook with that pot today, maybe cooked stuff which gives a negative flavor. But either way, it boils down to the same suffix. Is the tam kam or not? So why is that not a suffix b'shem echad? So again, we can say no, because there, the same reason that the Chumash Adashim just said. Okay, if the suffix, if indeed suffix A, that it was didn't use a pot for 24 hours, so that's a broader, more encompassing heter, because that will be matter, but the other, of course, anything cooked in that pot is now mutter. The second suffix, it depends on a particular food, whether that particular food was nifgam by whatever the flavors in the pot, right? And that depends on the type of food. So it is a more encompassing, heter. You follow? Okay, just to give another example, in Hilchos Nida. In Hilchos Nida, we have a din that if a woman has in that part of the body a maka, we can say, under certain circumstances, right, that the dam that comes out is dam maka. Okay? But it's a question, do you have to have, and Philip maybe remember this, I don't know that, does it have to be a maka yadua, a yadua that produces blood? Okay, maka she'enidua shemotzi adam. Okay, in other words, does it have to be a maka that we know produced dam? And the Mordechai said it has to be a maka she'yadua shemotzi adam. And the other Rishon Rashbo said, no, even if it's not yadua shemotzi adam. It's machokas mechaber ramoa. Mechaber is mekel, ramoa is machmer. But only he's only machmer is suffik. Okay, so together with another suffix. So the Shach says, one second, where's the makor? Where's the makor? Where's the makor? If the makor is in the makor in her uterus, which is where dam nida comes from, okay, or is the makor, that's one thing, or is the makor on the tzadim, right, on the side, the lining, the cervix, or the vaginal tract, and that area, okay? If it's on the tzadim, it's not dam nida, okay? So the question is, so if she had a makor, she ain't a yadua, she mutzia dam. Okay, and she doesn't know whether the dam came from the mukkah or the tzadim. That's a sfeik sfeika. It sounds like it's a sfeik sfeika. Okay, because suffix number one, did the dam come from her uterus, from the mukkah? And number two, even if yes, maybe it's dam maka. But one second, doesn't that sound like shame echad? Okay, and it's from the tzadim, it's mutter, because it's also a dam maka, so it's the same suffix. Is it a dam maka or is it a dam maka? I mean, it's the same problem. Okay, but the Noda Behuda has a kula, or not a kula, but an explanation that it's still a sfek sfeka. Why? Because one suffix is more encompassing. Because even though for Hilchas Nida it doesn't matter, for Hilchas Tumatara we have a rule that Mukor Makomo Tomei. Okay, so Mukor Makomo Tomei. Okay, so Din of Tumatahara, all dam from the Mukor, even if it doesn't become a Nida, but it'll be the Tamei and Beged as other ramifications of Hilchas Tumatara. Even if it doesn't make her nida, I think in Hilchos Nida, we discussed that maybe the first Urim, right? You know, the difference between the dam for Tuma and dam for Isra'etim. Anyway, so so the halach is even if she doesn't become a nida, but that dam can still be considered dam nida for the Tumantara purposes. So therefore, the first suffix, namely, did it come from the muk or not, that's more encompassing. So it's not a problem of shame echad. Okay, that's just on that. Okay, and the last thing, you know, the chavis on this thing on your base, I'm just giving examples because it's an important point, you know, how we apply, Shem Echad. The chavis das, in his base hasofik here, again, that's his kuntras fakers, okay, talks about the case, I think I mentioned this also, the broken chicken wing, right? Let's say you find the chicken and the wing is broken. So maybe the chicken should be trefa because maybe when the wing broke, it pierced the lung, okay? So the Ramoa has a faker, right? Because maybe it broke after the shechita. Okay, maybe it broke after shechita when it was being packaged or whatever. It's got nothing to do with, with making the animal trefa. And even if it happened with Mechayim, okay, even if it happened before the shechita, but maybe it didn't pierce the lung. Maybe it did pierce the lung. All right, but again, doesn't that sound like the same suffix? I mean, bottom line, did this broken chicken pierce a live lung or not? Right, that's the same suffix. No, did it pierce a live lung or not? That's the question. So. The Chavis Das has a different formulation here. He says, if you can say, maybe there's no problem, he calls a reyes of berura, a reyes of berura. He said, that's okay. And he doesn't talk about shame echad. He said, is there a reyes of berura? By the Pesach Pasuach, there's a reyes of berura. There's no question. She's not Ipsula. There's a reyes of berura. So for that, you need stay shameless. Okay? That you need stay shameless. But if there's no reyes of berura, then shame echad is okay. Then shame echad works. Shame echad work. A suffix sfeik sfeika can be built on shame echad if there's no vadai reyasa. In the case of the Pesach Masuach, we have a vadai reyasa. Right now, she's not a psula. We know that. That's evident. Okay, so there you have to have shtei shemos. Okay, but by when you don't have a reya sabura, we don't have any. We don't know if there's a hole in the lung or not. Okay, now if we know that there's a hole in the lung, if one examination there's a hole in the lung, so then it's taka reya sabura. Then you taka need to shemos. And lastly on this, and then we want to move on. Okay, lastly on this point. Okay, one of the classic cases also. In Sfek Sfek, because yeah, we'll talk about it also a little bit later as we get through this. Okay, you have a there is a din, a halacha lomos from Sinai, that if you have let's say you find a tooth or a nail in the back of an animal, and you have an animal in the pen, all my goats or sheep or whatever it is, you know, are in the pen, and there are lions and tigers and bears or whatever outside the pen. In the case they're talking about the lions, okay, and you find a nail or a tooth in the back of the animal, and the question is whether it's a treif or not. So halacha lomos from Sinai. Okay, that the drusa is trefa, that even though it's alive now, but maybe it's considered halakhically trefa. We know trefa means it won't live out the year, right? So that's the question. So we have a suffix. We knew that there was a lion roaming around, but we don't know whether it ever got into the pen or not. Okay, so suffix all, suffix low all. Okay. Now, even if a lion did get into the pen, but maybe that didn't touch this particular animal. Maybe this animal got the nail in because they rubbed against the wall where there was a tooth or a nail, you know, stuck on a wall somewhere and rubbed against it and got it inside. Okay, so therefore, we're making. But again, isn't that shame echad? Isn't that shame echad? Because maybe that's the question: was it a drusa or not a drusa? So according to the shach would say. No, because the suffix ol, suffix lo ol, suffix did the line come in or not, that's a more encompassing suffix, because that will be what, if you can say lo ol, that'll be matter all the animals in this corral. Okay, so it's a broader, you know, it's a broader, therefore it's not a problem. Or the Chavos Das's way, it's also mutter. Why? Because there's no reya sabura in front of us. We don't know. We don't see the puncture. Okay, that's so much about that. Okay, unit 6 is Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, and Tezayin. Tezayin was, I didn't put Tezayin. I could have put Tezayin in here. Maybe I should have, I don't know. But the next thing is the following. It's based on a, there's a Tosos Yishonim and Chulin and other Yishonim, okay? And he says what you need for Sfeik Sfeika is a Sfeik Sfeika that is Mishapech, okay? It works both ways. So for example, getting back to the Pesach Pasuach, okay? We said like this, Sfeik, whether it happened after the Erisin, and even if it didn't happen after the Erisin, maybe it was onus. You could say it the other way also, right? It works both ways. You can say, suffix onus or not, maybe she was raped, and maybe she was rotzon, but even if she's rotzon, maybe it was before, right? The sfeik sfeika works, it heads and tails, right? That's called the sfeik sfeika mishapich, okay? That it works in both directions. The double suffix can be presented in both directions. All right, that's the it can go in either order. The order doesn't matter. You follow how that applies to? Yeah, I'm sorry, Ezra.
What would be an example of a sfeika that's not misapech?
Well, let's see. We'll see. Okay. Let's see. So, just by one of the cases which the Gemara has, okay, the Gemara has by. Well, we'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. Before we get to that question, okay. You know, if the woman, we also have a possibility that a woman loses her psulim, which we call the mukas eitz. Mukas eitz means that, you know, nothing, she didn't sleep with anybody ever. And very often today, women, young girls, very often don't have psulim because exercising and horseback riding and other types of exercise and jumping around and so on. So naturally, it's called mukas eitz. You know, it literally means it was punctured by a tree, but it doesn't mean a tree. It means some other way. It wasn't too big. She didn't do anything. She never was with a man. Okay. So, the question is, do we could bring up Mukas 8 and say, listen, that should be a Sfek Sveka, okay, because maybe she was a Mukas 8, and even if she had Bia, okay, but maybe it was not Tachtav. There, you wouldn't be, to answer your question, Ezra, that wouldn't work the other way around, okay? Because why did the Gemara bring that up? Why did the Gemara only bring up only the case of Sfek Tachtav, Sfek not Tachtav, and even not Tachtav, maybe she was a Nensa? Why did you say maybe she was a Mukas 8? Okay, maybe why isn't that the second suffix? So the answer is because, you'll say suffix, you can't say the suffix the other way around. Because you can't say, well, maybe she had beer. You can't say one suffix is, did she have beer or not? Okay, and the second, you can't now say, well, even if she had beer, maybe she's a mukas eitz. No, it gets impossible. Okay, so that's a question whether there's a suffix whether such a sveika works or not. Okay, maybe midrabbanu can make, but you know what I'm saying? In other words, you could say that maybe she was a mukas eitz, and even if she had bia, maybe it was not tachta before the erison, right? But you can't say it the other way around. You can't say maybe she had bia, and even if she didn't have bia, okay, maybe she, I'm sorry, even if she had maybe she had bia before, maybe she had after, and even if it was after, maybe she had mukas eitz. No, as you hear. So that was an example of a case where it's not shvek shveker hamis hapich. Okay, or let's talk about the lion. You know the lion case, because this relates to that also. Okay, well, okay. In the case of the lion, all right. So the Suffolk lion, maybe it went in. Okay, maybe it went into the pen, and even if it didn't get it, and even maybe all Suffolk low. Maybe the lion got into the corral or didn't get into the corral, and even if it got into the corral, maybe that it, maybe it didn't attack. Okay, but one second. You can't say the reverse there. You can't say the reverse there. Okay, why should the shock be makel in that case? You can't say the reverse. You can't say maybe the animal was attacked and maybe it wasn't attacked. And even if it was attacked, maybe the lion didn't go in. Right? That doesn't work. Okay, you can't say the other way around. You can't say even if it did go in, maybe it didn't attack. Fine. But the reverse you can't say. Okay, maybe it didn't attack. And even if it did attack, maybe it didn't go in. No, that does not seem to be a sveik sveikam is hapik. The shock is makel over there, okay, because he says that you only need sveik sveikam is hapik when there are two independent sveikas, okay, and there's no logical reason to say one, that must come before the other. In other words, there's no logical reason to say one must come before the other, okay? Like by mukas eitz and onus, there's no logical reason why one happened first, one didn't happen first. So there you can't combine. That's sveik sveika, that's not mishapik. Okay? But if logically, obviously one must come before the other, you cannot possibly say from a logical point of view that the lion didn't attack, and even if it did attack, maybe it didn't come in. That's complete nonsense. Okay? That logically one has to come before the other. The lion in the corral, you don't need mishapik, because obviously the first suffix is if he went in or not. So then we're done if it attacked. Mashiach, okay, in the mukas eitz issue versus when she was possibly had bia issue, that there's no logical reason why one would come before the other. So there's no logical reason where one must come before the other. Then we're going to say it's got to be sveik sveikam is hapik. Okay? You have a case just on this matter. Okay? A case in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Okay? The Gemara talks about the shilya. That's the shilya, what do you call it? Embryonic sac or something, what do we call it? The shilya came out, okay? And part on one day, part on the next day. And the suffix is, we know that we're talking about a human being here, okay? So the woman who, she miscarried in plain English, okay? And the shilya, what's it medically called? Embryonic sac, I think? Okay, whatever the baby is developing in, okay, the mother. So she knocked it out. It was my pellets, okay. So now it's a question of you made tuma. If it was a girl, she has 14 days of tuma. Boy, 7 days of tuma. Right, the beginning of parashas Tazria, okay. And of course the days begin when the vlad came out. And what do you mean the vlad came out? Here the vlad may have come out in pieces. So it's when the roe vlad came out. So here it happened over 2 days. You have a sveik sveika. Maybe more came out on day one, and maybe none came out on day one. Just blood, okay. And even if some of it did come out, maybe it wasn't the roe. But that's not a. But this is ain't a mishapich, because you can't say, well, maybe less than roe came out, and even if less than roe came out, maybe none came out. No, you can't say that. But again, the shach says in that case, that is the first suffix must be. Again, it must be a function of the some of the vlad came out. Okay, so that's the that's an example of that case. All right. There's another case. You know, if a goy has a sefer Torah, and the question is the suffix whether the Jew wrote it or not. Okay, even if the goy wrote it, maybe he had a Jew omen agaba. We had a proper kavana. Again, that's not mishapich. Okay, because you can't say, well, maybe he had kavana, and even if the guy had kavana when he wrote it, the proper kavana, and a bikasha, but then maybe then maybe a Jew wrote it. So again, it's still a sveika because the logical order dictates that. Okay, enough on that. Let's go by it. All right. Next unit is I put Tes Zion. with Yud Zayin and Ches Yud Tes, Tes Zayin can kind of go, as I said, could have really been the previous, Tes Zayin is a Sfeika Doraisa, which also has a Sfeika Darbonon, okay, attached to it. Okay, let's say I have a Sfeika, the case is, okay, you salted fish, Dogim Tahorim, with Dogim Tameim, okay, and it's a Sfeik, whether that happened. So first of all, it's a Sfeik on the kosher fish if they were salted with the other Dogim Tameim. And number two, even if they were salted, maybe there wasn't any Shuman and so on, and nothing spread it. And even though Tzir, you know, the liquid from a Dog Tomei is Asas Midarbanan, but since it is a Sfeik, so that's the Sfeik that starts with an Issa Doraisa, okay? But there, if it's an Issa Doraisa, and the Sfeik is on an Issa Darbanan, that's his matir in Tes Zayin. Now, in Yud Zayin, he mentioned that some Sfeika Darbanan are not Lakula. Okay? Some Sfeika Darbanan are not Lakula. For example, we discussed this a little bit, Basa Shenis Alem Min Ayin. This is in now in the Yud Zayin. Okay? Basa Shenis Alem Min Ayin, even though it's a Sfeik, right? And it's a Din Darbanan, we don't say Sfeika Darbanan Lakula in that case. Or Bishalakum, okay? In these kind of cases. So there are some Sfeika Darbanan which are not Lakula. And he mentions other examples, something that's a Vadai Issa Darbanan, all right, or Grinas Akum, okay, Grinas Akum. So in such a case, there's no Sfeik Sfeik. It won't apply in Sfeik Sfeik there because we're dealing with a Vadai Issa Darbanan. When you have a Vadai, that's in Yuzayin, Yuches, okay, when you have a Vadai Issa Darbanan, okay, like, let's say you have the case of cheese, that's what he talks about in Yuches. So it's Grinas Akum, but, you know, it's a Sfeik whether it's Grinas Akum, but maybe made it with kosher manit or not. So Rabbanan said, Gvinas Akum is a vadai us on the bottom level. So Mela, again, especially assuming that Sfeik Sfeika is built on Sfeika the bottom Kula, we don't say any Sfeik Sfeika in those cases either. That's the, that's those cases. That's Sfeikas on Isidar Bonan. Okay. By the way, he said that there's some who say, I should mention this also back in Yudzayin, that by an Issa Darabonon, we do say Sfeik Sfeik, according to some, even if Sfeik Echa Beguf, Sfeik Echa Beguf, that's the Ramor. Okay? When you have an Issa Darabonon, where the Darabonon Asr, because it's a Chashash Daraisa, that it's not kosher food, so then there's no Bittul, there's no Sfeik Sfeik either. Okay? Let's move now. Chaf through Chaf Gimel. That's the next unit. Number 8. Yeah. Chaf through Chaf Gimel. What I'm trying to do here is give you like highlights, you know, of some of the issues, and you'll go through it. Again, it's not really that difficult. Okay. Basically, Chaf through Chaf Gimel is talking about the issue of Ischazek Asura. That if there's a Cheskes Isser, we don't say Sfeik Laban Lakula. Okay, we don't say Sfeik Laban Lakula. Not everyone agrees with that. The Prichodesh in his Klali Sfeik Sfeika says that there is Sfeik Laban Lakula even against the Cheskes Isser. Okay, but bottom line is, if it's Chazik, when there's Chazik Asura, we assume for the most part there's Chazik Asura, then there's no concept of Sfeik Laban Lakula. Not talking about Sfeik Sfeika here in these points. We're talking about Sfeik Laban Lakula. There is no Sfeik Laban Lakula. Okay, so Sfeik Darbanan. Again, according to Sfeik Darbanan, that has a Cheskes Isser, then we don't say Sfeik Darbanan Lakula, according to most, okay? And again, if you have a piece of meat that's also Darbanan, and it's not any Chashuva, okay? It's not a Dabar Chashuva, Chitikulis Kavim, got mixed up with other things, okay? And even without Bota Barov, nevertheless, we'll say that the... even if one of the pieces got lost, we'll say that the other pieces are okay, because... the other piece remain also because it's Ischazik Isura. So we don't say Sfeik Darbanan Lakula against Ischazik Isura. All right. Now, but in next batch, right, in number 9, in Chavhein Chavov, he says if the Sfeik is a Torah, okay, a Sfeik is a Torah, so then certainly, okay, even if you have a Sfeik is a Torah, that was Nisariv Chad Bechad, who had in Sfeik is a Dorais, it's Arav Chad Bechad. Okay, and one of the things fell into another Tarovis, okay, which has a robe. It's not Botel. It's not Botel Tarovis because it's Chazek Isura. Okay, by Nisu Doraisa. By Nisu Doraisa. So then he says in Chavav, interesting, all Sfeiks in Isra Torah, where we're Machmer even at Hefsen Meruba, and we don't allow one person to eat them. So this is the side points in Chavhei and Chavav, not really talking about Sfeika. But in now, the last group, the second last group, last big group, here in 10, Chav Zion through Lamed Beis, okay, so he says, so too, by Ischazik Isura, there's no Sfek Sveka, okay, there's no Sfek Sveka by, that's what he has in these last grouping, okay, we don't say Sfek Sveka by Ischazik Isura either. In other words, if the first suffix is against Ischazik Isura, that's not considered a suffix, all right? And he gives examples. Okay, he gives examples. And basically, he says in Chav Zayin and Chav Ches the rules. In Lamed, he goes back to give an example of Chav Zayin, and then he gives another example. All right, so that's, again, that's the major principle there. Let's just see if there's anything else I wanted to mention over here. Yeah. This idea, see, the Shach is linking them up. Let's remember, let's go back to that point. According to the Rashba, all right, Sfek Sveik is based on Rov, right? Sfek Sveik is based on Rov. So the truth of the matter is it should work against the Chazak, according to Rashba, because Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adif, all right? But my question is, why are we assuming this is all well and good, and we say it doesn't work against the it doesn't work against his Chazak Yisur, because Sfek Sveik, that's the way the Shach built it, right? And again, in those previous Simonim, he gave a few examples. We don't say Sfek Sveik Lakula in the case of his Chazak Yisur. And then he says, we don't say Sfek Sveik in case of his Chazak Yisur. Well, that's good. Sfek Sveik is based on Sfek Sveik Lakula. We don't say it against his Chazak Yisur. But what are you going to do with the Rashba? The Rashba hold that it's based on Rov and Ruba Chazak or Ruba Adif. So why don't we say that the Sfek Sveka should work against? Good, it doesn't work against Sfeka Dabanan. I'm with you. I agree with those. What was that? Those Chav to Chav Gimel, right? That I agree with. I'm sorry, Chav to Chav Dalet. Right? That I agree with. But one second, yeah, Chav to Chav Dalet. But what's that got to do with Sfek Sveka, according to Rashba? So actually, just pointing out, there's some Rishonim who would answer, some Achronim answer that based on some Rishonim who say that the whole rule of Rubu Chazak or Rubu Adif, that goof is only Rabbanan. Okay? That goof is only Rabbanan, right? So the rule is of Rove. Okay? So so we can be Machmer because of Chazak. Sometimes we Machmer because of Chazak. He talks about it, Rabbeinu Tam in Bechorus. He talks about a case of Bechor, a cow gives birth and so on. Okay? And Rove, these type of cows, I'm sorry, the cow that gives milk. So the cow gives milk, Rove with the cows that gives milk, give birth. Okay? So therefore, have the next calf is not a Bechor. All right? So because Mistama gave milk, Mistama had gave birth before. But the Tam says we're Machmer because the Chazakah, even though the Rove beats the Chazakah, but that's only Drabbanan. Even though Rove beats the Chazakah, Rove of these cows give, but the Chazakah is that this animal didn't give birth, so therefore we say that this is a Bechor. You follow? Again, it's a local din in Bechor, so when I look it up, it's not Chafim and Beis, but he's saying that even though Rubu Chazakah, Rubu others, that's only Din Drabbanan. And therefore sometimes the Chazakah will win. Okay? Yeah. So also, because there's some who hold that Sfek Sveik is a function of Sfek Dabanan Lekula, all right? But that's because every Sfek Sveik is Sfek Dabanan Lekula, based on that Rambam. Okay, so we should be Machmer by Sfek Sveik even against the Chazaka also, all right? Let that go back to the broken chicken wing, okay? The Sfek could happen after the Shechita, and even if it happened before the Shechita, maybe it didn't pierce the lung, okay? And isn't that against the Cheskes Yisra of the animal? Because the animal was also before, so it was against the Chazaka. So the Shach says, no, the Shechita removes the Cheskes Yisur. The Shechita removes the Cheskes Yisur. Or you have another case. You have a knife where they found the Pagam, the Pagima, you know, a nick in the Shechita knife. So it's a Sofek Sfek Sveker, right? I mean, when did it become a Pagima? Okay. You know, did it become a Pagima from a later Shechita? Or even that Shechita, but it was after the Reshach to the Simonim. But he said that's, you know, that's a ghost. The Gemara says it's not a good Sfek Sveker. And again, because it depends on the Chazaka. All right, anyway, there are other cases. Kiv Eger has other Sfek Sveker cases against the Chazaka. You have to look at each case. All right. Let's finish up so we can get through the last batch here. What are we up to? Lamed Gimel, right? Lamed Gimel is here in 11. Okay. Lamed Gimel. Here it talks about Sufek HaShokol. He says that for Sfek Sveka to work, the second Sufek has to be Sufek HaShokol. Okay? If something is low shchiach, then it's not a Sfek Sveka. Some far-fetched Sufek, that's not called a Sfek Sveka. Okay? Tosus actually, in the Tzugin Ksubis, Avtesim Aleph, Tosus says by Pesach Besuach, We don't bring up the Mukas Eitz issue because Lo Shkiach. And that could be different nowadays, but in the days of the Gemara, it was Lo Shkiach, the days of Tosis. So Tosis says that is not added into the mix. Mukas Eitz was never added into the mix because that's Lo Shkiach. So when one something is Lo Shkiach, so then it's, you know, the Sufik and a Shokol, that doesn't count as a second Sufik. You can't build a Sufik Sveika. The second Sufik is not a Sufik HaShokol. The problem is that the Gemaras that do seem to rely on Sufik Sveika, even not a Sufik Shokol. Okay? Because the Gemara has a case of an animal that gave birth to an animal on a miscarriage. Okay? We said there's no concern for Kedushas Bechor on the miscarried animal because it's Suffolk, maybe it was a female. And if it was a male, maybe it was what's called Nidme. You know, it'll look like a different species, right? It looks like another animal, you know, and therefore it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. Okay? But that's pretty rare. That's pretty rare that such an animal gives birth to such a thing. And there are many other such cases. Okay? For example, you have a case of a man dies and his mother disappeared and she was pregnant. So there may be a brother running around, right? He maybe had a brother. Okay? So we don't know. So the Gemara says no because maybe the mother of this baby was a girl and even was a boy. Maybe it was a nephil, right? Maybe it was didn't live. So we don't have to be chachoshish with other brother. What do you mean? But that's a nephil. That's also a nusul shchicha. Okay, that's not a suffik ashokel. Okay, or the old question of an Ashes Cohen going into the Beis HaKvaros, right? If we assume that is Shalab, an Ashes Cohen going to a break, maybe she's carrying a girl, and even if it's a boy, maybe it's not a living birth. But again, all of that is not a suffik ashokel. So some Rishonim would say, the truth is, almost nothing is a suffik ashokel. 50-50, exactly. Well, nothing is something shokel. Okay? So the something shokel means it has to be close. Okay? When something is close, so then you can add a small amount, you know, even like a nafel, to add it over. Not you know, if it's close. When something is not close, so then you can't add a minute, it's the first suffix. You can't add a minute suffix to something which is not even close the first time. You can add a minute suffix to put something over the top when the first thing is very close to being a suffix. That's how that's how some Rishonim deal with it. That's in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, number 12. That's a new Sifkotten, but for whatever reason. That's what he says, a suffix in Chisar and Yediya. That's not a suffix. Okay, we don't know the facts. And flowing from that, Lamed Hay, okay, he says that, again, he says, Chisar, look in 12, Chisar and Choch, Molavi suffix, Lo in suffix, Echol, Lo in suffix, Sveikim. Then he says about Efshel Avarer in Lamed Hey. Okay, we'll finish up in a few minutes. Okay, in Lamed Hey, Os Lamed Hey Efshel Avarer. So that's a machlokas we've shown him. Okay, what it revolves around, the lamed should question all these dinim. Is a sveika like all these dinim? Is it what we call a hachra or is it a birur? Okay, it's just telling us how to be noeg because we have to do something, or it's a birur. Okay. If you hold it's only a hachra, so we saw that Rashba and the Chidush Rashba in Chul and Nun Gimel. We saw it yesterday. He says you have to mivarer. Okay, you have to mivarer. That's the Rashba. The Ramah, based on the Rosh we saw yesterday, he says you don't have to mivarer. The Shach is Machmir, again, less is Makom Hefsid. Okay? So again, you have a Stam Kalim. Okay, maybe it wasn't you. We say Stam Kalim weren't used in 24 hours. So, but again, you don't have to be mivarer. In the case with the we have a case of a lion. We know a lion came in and attacked an animal. We don't know which animal attacked. Okay, so every animal is a sex faker because maybe that was the one that was attacked. Okay, and even it was attacked, but maybe it wasn't. Didn't become a trefa. Okay, so I suppose say that's no good because Efshel Avarer. Eventually, you'll find out whether it's trefa or not. But other Rishonim disagree. Okay, you know the Ran in the beginning of Ksubas. You all know the first mission of Ksubas, right? Basul, and this is Leom Ravi, so he can come to the Bezin the next day, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? That's the first mission, Ksubas. So he can come to the next to bed the next day and say what? Well, say Pesach Pesuah, right? So she wasn't a Psula. Okay? But what do you mean? That's Mutter because it's fake Sveika. So what's the issue? All right? So the question is, you know, if Edom will come forward and so on and so forth, it's Efshel Avarer. So that's what we assume. And the Primogodim here says if Efshel Avarer Bekal, then you should, okay? Like, for example, the Ashes calling today, you can do a sonogram and find out what she's carrying, a male or a... So that's a question of Efshel Avarer today. Finally, okay, in Sivkotten, Os Lamed Vav, 14. I know I went quickly, but I'm trying to give you an overview of what the issues are here, right? Finally, 14, the Shach presents, and that is the Minig Ashkenaz, that you cannot create new Sveik Sveikas Misvara today, okay? Unless it's presented, okay, you know, We can't make up new sveikas today as a snifla hokil. And that's the meaning of Ashkenazim. We don't make up new sveikas unless they match some of these rules and so on, or one of the cases that we already have in the Gemara, so then you can't make up a new sveika. The Sfaradim, by the way, do not have that rule. And the Sfaradim, you find a lot of time about Yosef and others, they come with the mutter sveika. It's not that it doesn't necessarily match any type of sveika. So that's an interesting just an interesting point, that the Shach is of the opinion that, and that is the meaning of Ashkenaz, that we don't make up new sveikas, okay, unless, again, it matches exactly the type of case that we do have. And according to Sfaradim, they will allow us. We have such a thing called the snif lahakil. You have a shita and so on, so you can match a lahakil, but to create a sveika, the Shach says we don't do. That's not the Ashkenazic practice. Okay, but the Sfaradi practice is that we do. Okay, that really wraps up the Kuntra sveika. Let me just say, just to finish the Sif Yud, okay, it's the very last thing, Shulchan Aruch rules in Sif Yud, just so we finish the Sif. Rea treflesh, and insist bein reas ksheris. Okay, you find the lung, okay, among reas ksheris. Omar abodek, sheyodeibos sircha. You have a whole bunch of animals that were shechted, a whole bunch of sheep that were shechted, and all the lungs were piled together. Now someone looks at it and sees that one of the lungs was punctured. And you don't know which animal the lung came from. Well, the 10 animals, you know which of the 10 animals it came from. Okay, it was in the slaughterhouse still. Okay, so the bodek says, I knew about this one. Okay, and I got rid of that animal. I got rid of the animal that came from. By mistake, the lung got tossed in with the rest of these lungs, but the animal itself, okay, I saw that. I was aware of it, and we traped up the animal. We got rid of it, okay? And for some reason, this particular lung got mixed up with the ksheras, but there was no mix-up of the meat. That's what the bodek says. So we throw out that lung, obviously. That's definitely no good, but the rest is mutter, okay? And that's the idea, because the... it's basically relying on the bodek. He has a cheskes kashus, and there's no cheskes isser on anything. There's no cheskes on anything. So therefore, it's mutter, akvas, and mutar. Okay? So we'll stop over here. We got through the shach. I hope it was, I know it was a little quick, but I hope it's understandable. And Bez Hashem tomorrow and Thursday, we'll do Simon Kuf Yud Aleph to finish up Bilchus Tarugas. Okay? Yeah, good? You with me?
Thank you very much, Rabbi.